Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The increase in coronavirus cases in Wyoming has prompted Governor Mark Gordon to extend health warnings through the end of the month. Park County currently has 48 active cases with one patient hospitalized. But as the numbers rise, so do recoveries from the virus. A recovery is defined as occurring when a patient goes for 3 days without a fever and sees improvement in respiratory problems. People in high-risk groups or who have been in contact with an infected individual are urged to get tested. Testing is being conducted curbside at Powell Valley Healthcare with a daily allotment of 50 tests, as well as at the Cathcart building in Cody. An early morning fire has destroyed a Cody restaurant. Barbara Hoy, owner of the Wild Horse Cafe, was preparing for the breakfast shift at around 4 a.m. last Friday when she noticed a fire had broken out in an adjacent room. She immediately called for help and the Cody Fire Department responded, but it was too late. Park County Fire District 2 Administrator Jerry Parker said the cafe across from the rodeo grounds is a total loss. The building burned so hot, firefighters had to return twice to quell flames that had sprung back up. The cause of the fire is unknown. An investigation is ongoing.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
A teen died in a dune buggy rollover near the Sublette-Lincoln County line on Sunday, the Sublette County Sheriff's Office said. According to a statement released Monday, Sublette County dispatchers received the report at 8:20 p.m. The caller said a female occupant of the buggy was not conscious, nor was she breathing. A dispatcher provided CPR instructions to the caller until first responders made it to the scene. When they arrived, they found that the 14-year-old driver had suffered severe head injuries. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The other juvenile occupant of the vehicle was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Sublette County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Travis Bingham described the location of the accident as an oil-filled road. He added that the crash does not appear to be related to speed. For the upcoming fall semester at the University of Wyoming, a drop-off in enrollment from the fall of 2019 of nearly 1,900 students is expected. During the fall semester of last year, 6,212 undergraduates were enrolled, and that number is expected to diminish by about 18.8%. The enrollment for graduate students saw an even more stark decline, as it is roughly down 38.9% to 1,170 graduate students. Neil Theobald, UW's Vice President for Finance and Administration, said the decline in enrollment is due to the consequences from COVID-19, as well as a depressed energy sector. Some students aren't able to afford school due to other areas of the economy being hit hard by COVID-19. Tuition revenue for UW is expected to be at a loss of more than $10 million due to the decline in enrollment. One idea making the rounds to help the financial state of the university is urging the legislature at an upcoming special session to fund the 2020-21 school year by way of the CARES Act and use it to pay students' tuition for the upcoming school year. Theobald also stressed the success of the upcoming fall semester would weigh heavily on limiting the spread of COVID-19 at the university. 20,000 saliva tests have been purchased by the school and will be mailed to students as well as employees and staff. Another measure being taken to limit the spread of the virus is the addition of online classes that are being offered, which make up 1/3 of overall classes offered this fall. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.